This is your COVID-19 daily update with Dr. Anton Myberg.
Good morning. There are currently 7,597,347 cases worldwide, with 423,841 deaths. South Africa has 58,568 cases with 1,284 deaths. The COVID admissions have picked up dramatically and some of the younger patients are really ill. Lingsfield Hospital has far more patients in both the high care, ICU and general wards than 3 weeks ago. And Tatsola are looking after a number of people at home. We have all been hearing how individuals are tired of lockdown and the restrictions it imposes and that many are becoming complacent and are making plans to be with others. This in addition to those individuals who have not managed without their hairdressers, nail technicians or masseuse. While the overwhelming majority of people will survive COVID, it can be quite awful and even young people can have severe difficulty with the symptoms. There is no question that there are people with asymptomatic infections and they are inadvertently infecting the people around them. The healthcare system is being stretched and the concern is that this is irresponsible behavior now and this will result in even more infections in our community. I sincerely believe the COVID wards will fill up and we will have to take over some of the non-COVID wards. A time is coming where beds won't be as readily available. PPE will be more difficult to acquire and the frontline team will be burnt out. It is an exhausting way to practice medicine for the nurses, doctors and allied health workers who have all done their jobs with little complaint. We need to be even more careful than before by avoiding contact with anyone that we don't need to be with and that all possible precautions continue to be taken. I urge you to please take responsibility for yourselves and those around you, now more than ever. And to quote, sometimes you find yourself in the middle of chaos, and sometimes in the middle of chaos you find yourself. Good Shabbos and a safe long weekend ahead.
For the latest COVID-19 information, stay tuned for the COVID-19 update every morning at 7:40 a.m. with Dr. Anton Myberg.